Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about using browser use with Google's Gemini AI model. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. So, we're talking about controlling browsers with AI, specifically using Gemini. Is that right?
Exactly. It's a step up from just using OpenAI models, which was discussed previously. Browser use has evolved and now supports many other models, including Gemini, thanks to improved tooling support.
Cool. So where do we start with this?
Well, browser use is Python-based, so you need Python installed. Then, sign up for Google AI Studio. It's free. Creating an API key might incur some costs, but Gemini's pricing is currently quite low, and some models are even free.
Free is always good. Which Gemini models are free, and are there any limitations?
Models like Gemini 2.5 Flash Preview and Gemini 2.0 Flash are free up to a certain usage limit. It's similar to OpenAI, but with OpenAI, GPT models are generally paid, requiring upfront payment. Google's approach is more flexible.
Got it. So once we have a Google AI Studio account and API key, what's next?
Then it's coding time. We use LangChain, a library for interacting with large language models. The code shown uses LangChain to interact with the Gemini API. It's worth checking out a Udemy course on building and testing AI agents, chatbots, and RAGs if you're curious to dive deeper into LangChain.
I see. So it's not just about browser use, but also about using LangChain effectively.
Precisely. You set up a virtual environment in Python, install the necessary libraries like LangChain, Google Generative AI, browser use, and Python.end. Then you put your Gemini API key in a .end file.
Okay, that makes sense. Then comes the actual code, right? Can you walk us through that?
Sure. The code essentially invokes a browser use agent, provides it with a task, in this case, a prompt, and sets the large language model to Google's Gemini. The example prompt involves going to a website, logging in, creating a new user, and logging off. The code then executes this agent asynchronously using asyncio.run.
It sounds like a lot, but I guess the example makes it clearer. And what about the cost? Did using the Gemini model incur any significant charges?
Not really. The cost for the demonstrated task was negligible. The speaker showed the usage data in the Google AI Studio console, and it was practically free. That's one of the advantages of using the free tier of Gemini models.
That's fantastic. Free, powerful, and relatively easy to use. What more could you ask for?
Exactly. This combination of browser use, LangChain, and Google's Gemini offers a potent toolset for anyone interested in automating web tasks with AI.
Thanks for breaking it all down. It sounds like a game changer for automation testing and other web-based tasks. I'm definitely eager to try it out myself.
Absolutely. And there you have it, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.